This is the podcast for JNS Spine. This is the August 8, 2014 podcast from JNS Spine. My name is Natalie Pincham, and I'll be reading a summary of an article on the cervical spine published today. Anterior cervical discectomy and fusion with a zero-profile integrated plate and spacer device. A clinical and radiological study. A clinical article by Innocent Nyoku and colleagues. Anterior cervical discectomy and fusion is a common surgical procedure for treating various pathologies of the cervical spine. Different instrumentation systems are utilized for stabilization. Anterior plating decreases the risk of non-fusion. However, it has been implicated as a potential contributor to postoperative dysphagia, a common complication of anterior cervical discectomy and fusion. A zero-profile, standalone, polyether ether ketone interbody spacer is an alternative instrumentation system that has been postulated to minimize soft tissue irritation and postoperative dysphagia. In the current retrospective study, the authors aimed to evaluate this hypothesis by assessing the clinical and radiological outcomes following implantation of this spacer. 41 patients with 66 operated levels were included in the study. At an average follow-up of 18 months, there were significant improvements in neck and arm pain scores, as well as the neck disability index. Immediate postoperative dysphagia was experienced by 58.4% of patients. However, at the last follow-up, 87.8% of these patients demonstrated complete resolution of this complication. Additionally, prevertebral soft tissue thickness significantly decreased across all spinal levels. Radiographic fusion was achieved in 92.6% of implants. This study showed that a zero-profile spacer produces outcomes comparable to those following implantation of non-integrated plate constructs. Chronic dysphagia rates are comparable or better than those in previously published case series. Thank you for listening. To read all the articles published by the Journal of Neurosurgery this week, or to listen to more podcasts, please visit us at thejns.org.